welcome to high school sports tonight on WRCO. The Richland Center Hornets are gunning for at least a share of the conference title, and they have two matches to play, including tonight's home match against the Lancaster Flying Arrows. We have coverage of that one. The call is straight ahead following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. Matches going on tonight. The Richland Center soccer teams are playing at River Valley. The match for varsity getting underway shortly. Also, River Valley's volleyball team is playing tonight as they are at home against Dodgeville. In Weston Country, the Silver Eagles are taking on Wazika Steuben. For Kickapoo, they're hosting Seneca, and the Ithaca Bulldogs are at Lafarge. The Bulldogs also need a couple of wins to win the Ridge and Valley Conference title outright, which would be the first time in school history that they have been able to accomplish that. Boscobel is hosting Cuba City in volleyball, and Iowa Grant is the site for the Riverdale Chieftains. Coming up on WRCO, the Richland Center Hornets and the Lancaster Flying Arrows. We'll break down the match with Coach Jamie Johnson when our pre-match show continues, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2020.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Jamie Johnson joins us as we lead toward match time between Lancaster and Richland Center. Well, Coach, the team had everything happen that needed to happen. You're back in first place, but I know you're fighting to stay there, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got two home games here yet, but we control our own destiny, which is great, and it's also great that it's at home. Our student section and fans have been great. I think they can help. You know, they've helped carry us to some wins, so hopefully people will show up tonight in force and help get behind them. Get behind the girls tonight. So Lancaster's, you know, really tall team. They gave us fits kind of down there. They hang with all the good teams. They're always in the 20s. You know, they're just right there. They're coming off two wins in a row in conference themselves. So it's going to be a battle. And we have a lot of unknowns going into the match tonight. And can't give the specifics, but a lot of moving parts here. So we'll see how that goes. But I think we're as prepared as we best we could and kind of prepared for these scenarios and practice throughout the year. and in tournament action and just different things. So we've had to make changes before, Dodgeville and, also River Valley with our setters going down and Rainey stepped in both times. Just awesome. And so we're seeing where we're at with Chloe. We don't think she's ready to go yet as we speak now, but there was a slight chance, but we're not counting our breath on that. Just some other moving parts. So it'll be interesting and hopefully the girls rally around and just get the job done tonight.
I think that's the thing, though. You've got some depth and you've shown that. It's the next person up lots of times, isn't it?
Yeah, and you hear the college teams and the pro teams talk about it, but you really have to have that mindset. And just the practices that our bench has put in has allowed them to step in and do that. You know, they've contributed to our success immensely just by pushing the starters in practice, but also just understanding the role and what they're doing. And then if, they're getting opportunities in practice all the time and they're surrounded and the teammates are very supportive of each other. So it's just, you got to have that mindset and at least it's not our first time we've had to do this. We've had to do it a few more times than we wanted to maybe this year, but the girls have responded awesome.
Well, let's take time out. We'll have more coming up as we break down the match with Lancaster in a moment with Coach Jamie Johnson on WRCO Sports.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold-level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty of parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Jamie Johnson is our guest on WRCO. I've had a chance to see Lancaster previously this year, and they feature a pretty tall lineup, don't they?
Yeah, and that's what gave us problems before. They put up a lot of blocks and really frustrated our hitters, caused our hitters to have a lot of attack errors. and they serve well. They're just tall enough, too, where there's plays at the net that they don't have to jump and make plays on. But they really cover well. Their back row is just as solid in the sense that they understand the role that their blockers are doing. They're probably the best blocking team we faced, and that's a difficulty for us. But we've developed some things that we've tried to work on. Thankfully for us, we played them last time on a Thursday, and we turned right around in practice and said, "Okay, here's how we can do this differently." We played them the next day in the tournament, a weekend tournament, and we had some success with what we were doing, but. We got to serve, receive, and pass the ball well to be able to do some of those things. A little quicker offense, some change of location, also change of off-speed. We have to use our off-speed hits as well. You can't just be all power because they get in a rhythm blocking. They're just multiple players over 6 foot tall, so they're putting up a pretty good wall up there.
As the team enters tonight, again, you know, the matter at hand, you mentioned you control your own destiny a little bit, and these are like playoff matches a bit, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it has that playoff feel. It's not a win or go home, but it's a win or you lose something pretty valuable. You know, the girls have worked hard for this. It's been a long time coming, you know, for a conference championship. We stubbed our toe a few years ago down at Prairie du Chien where we could end up spending a tie there with some other teams, and we just don't want to repeat that. We want to, you know, as a coaching staff, learn from that, continue to build and get back to where we expect the Hornet program to be at the top of the conference, hopefully year in and year out. And we've put ourselves in position. That's what I told the girls. At the end of the day, no matter what happens here moving forward, you put yourself going into the last week of the season to win a conference title. And if it happens, great. And if not, we'll continue to learn for it and use that as a springboard into the tournament. But hopefully we're using momentum as a springboard into the tournament, getting to hopefully 29 wins and just one shy of that magical 30 number. And then we'll see how that goes. We have seeding coming up this week. So we have a very tough draw in our half sectional. The 8 half sectionals that are in the state, 4 of the top 9 teams are in our half sectional. So it's going to be a dogfight coming out of there, that's for sure, with the top teams of Cuba City and Aquinas. But that's down the road. We just got to build momentum tonight with Lancaster and put another foot forward, continue to get timing, continue to work on some plays that we've instituted and get more comfortable with that and just locking in with our serve and service.
Sounds good, Jamie. Good luck as you get ready for Lancaster this evening.
Thank you.
That's Jamie Johnson joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, hello everyone and welcome to tonight's special broadcast. Richland Center and Lancaster meeting tonight in a Southwest Wisconsin Conference battle. The Hornets come in with an overall mark of 27-8. They are 6-2 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference and tied with Platteville, which now has suffered its second loss after losing for the first time this year to Richland Center. They fell last week to Dodgeville. Dodgeville and River Valley meet tonight, and Platteville and Prairie du Chien as well. And tonight here in Richland Center, the Hornets try to stay on top of that co-conference title right now on the line if both teams win out, or the Hornets are hoping to win a couple and have somebody knock off Platteville. This Lancaster team, though, stands in the way. They come in with a record of 4-4. The Hornets swept them the last time at Lancaster back on September 19th. They later that weekend defeated Lancaster in 2 sets at the Lancaster Invitational. Earlier tonight, the JV1 match was won by Lancaster 2-1, while the JV2 match went to Richland Center with a 3-game sweep. A little more about tonight's varsity match in a moment from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. I'm Phil Nee. This is High School Volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
The Hornets and the Arrows play tonight in area volleyball action. It's the last two matches of the year for Richland Center here. The upcoming seeding meeting, as Jamie Johnson alluded to, coming up tomorrow night. See where these teams will fall. They could actually be in the same bracket. Who knows? They could maybe meet again now that the Hornets are in Division III this year for the postseason. In past years, the Hornets were always in two and would see the likes of Sauk Prairie, and we were in Onalaska a few years ago, and the like. Certainly Madison Edgewood comes to mind as a Division II perennial. This year the Hornets, certainly it's no big relief, or maybe you're dodging somebody, because as Jamie mentioned, you get in then with La Crosse Aquinas and Cuba City and some of those established programs as well. But first things first, they'd like to put something up on the banner, the Richland Center volleyball banner. The last one was 2016, so it's been a few years since the Hornets have put a volleyball conference championship up there, and that's the goal coming up here this season, and it starts here tonight and then Thursday night with Prairie du Chien, two teams that have played the Hornets tough. We'll be back with more about tonight's match in a moment. In just a little bit, our national anthem on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851. Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. We'll be checking some scores along the way. I'm sure we'll have a few tonight on this busy Tuesday night. The Richland Center soccer team playing this evening. In fact, the JV is wrapped up. Varsity will start soon at River Valley, and always a good matchup there. Hope to get some scores from that as we progress tonight. And also, of course, some teams fighting for the conference titles. The Ithaca Bulldogs, they could guarantee at least a tie tonight. They are at Lafarge, and Coach Jamie Johnson had a camp at Ithaca this year. I was talking to him about them before the match, and he said that there's not even a banner on the wall at Ithaca for volleyball. So not only do they have a banner, they've never won a conference championship there, so that's kind of momentous for them as well. And we look to be there on Thursday night. If they can win tonight, they'll be down to their final match for a chance to win it outright on Thursday night in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Some announcements are being made here for the folks that have gathered, and a lot of folks gathering in here tonight to watch this one. A lot of folks from Lancaster that we have seen lots of times through the years as well, and we'll introduce you to their lineup in just a little bit. They have a really tall lineup, as Coach Jamie Johnson alluded to. A couple of sisters come to mind, Ella Grotzmacher and Sophia Grotzmacher, and they will be quite the force to be reckoned with the Hornets tonight. Right now we're going to go to courtside. Lucy Joyce will perform tonight's national anthem prior to match time between the Hornets and the Lancaster Flying Arrows.
Oh, they can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud
Lucy Joyce. I asked her where she got her great voice from. Her dad, Aaron, her mom, Stephanie, and she said, no, she gets it from Grandpa. So there you go. Good job tonight with our national anthem. We'll introduce you to the teams that will serve it up in just a moment on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Wagner Auto Service is proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wagner Auto Service. They do it all at Wagner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wagner Towing and Auto is available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wagner Auto. Call 647-3443.
Score lots of deals this week at All American Do It Center. MERV 8 furnace filters in multiple sizes are only $4.99. Save up to $20 on select space heaters. Save 50% on quart, bar, and chain oil, only $4.99. And stock up on snow and ice melt for the season, starting at $8.99 per bag. Tackle all the savings now through October 20th at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Starting tonight for Lancaster, Lauren Rukoff. She is a junior wearing number 2 Number 12, Asia McDonald, a junior. Also number 13, Nicole Kelly, a senior. Number 18, Jessica Morgan, a senior. Number 20, Sophia Groitsmacher, a senior. And Ella Groitsmacher, who is a senior as well, wearing number 21. For the Hornets, starting tonight, senior Soleil Ewing. Also number 10 is Ella Weiss. She is a sophomore. Number 12, senior Lillian Tidrick. Number 21, senior Ava Cosgrove. Number 22, Rainey Walsh, a junior. Number 23, Danica Pauls, a junior. And the libero player is Carly Meaden, a senior. Hornets playing without a couple of players that contribute greatly, including Chloe Darling and Madeline Huber, who are missing from the lineup tonight. Coach Jamie Johnson alluded to that. They will be a little bit shorthanded tonight and hoping to have those two back at least by the next match when they play again. Here we go. Lancaster will serve. And here we go. We'll start it out. The Southwest Conference serve come from Morgan. Near side, dug by Pauls. Pass left side. Ewing keeps it in play. Back to Danica. She gets it over. Back row, Lancaster. They work it right. Shot by Krell is going to be blocked by Weiss. Back to the arrows again. They'll try from the middle. Punching it over there. And the far side, there's a set. And Ewing takes it over and down it goes. Hornets up 1-0 on a Soleil Ewing kill in the opener. Right away, the Hornets bring in Taylor Hefner in the front row. Hefner getting over on the front left. And the serve will come from Rainey Walsh. Rainey filled in admirably last week when Chloe Darling was injured in pregame. She plays a lot anyway, but came in and played more than normal that night. Did a great job. Nice serve. Lancaster returns it. Wall sets it left side. It's going to be Ewing. Shot blocked. Back it goes again to the Hornets, and Hefner gets it over. Back row, nice dig by Abby Timmerman. Pass to the right side, shot by McDonald. Fielded now by Meaden. Set by Walsh. There is Ewing, knuckling it over. Fielded by Lancaster. They'll pass it left side. Here's a shot by McDonald. Back row, Hornets. Nice dig by Ewing. There's the set. And Weiss's shot blocked by Lancaster. Kept live. Walsh and Paul sweeps it over. And it's misplayed by Lancaster, and the Hornets go up 2-0. That was a long volley right there. Richland Center will try again, going back to do the honors. Will be number 22, Rainey Walsh, a junior, getting set. Here is the serve. It just blipped the net. Lancaster cannot play the carom as they bring it on a low pass, and it drops down on the Lancaster side, and it is 3-0. Arrows kind of mishandling the initial serve. Didn't have a lot on it by Rainey Walsh, but an excellent serve as it just nicked the net. Here comes the next one. That is a net serve. Fielded here by the Arrows. Krell, right side, driven over by McDonald. And now the pass by Walsh, left side. Ewing knuckles it over. Lancaster can't get the dig, and the Hornets go up 4-0. Good hit by Soleil Ewing. Lancaster is coached by Madison Devlin. He's from the Platteville area. Good young coach for the Arrows in her first year. There's the serve. Arrows fielded back row, pass left, and then driven over by Morgan. Here's the set by Walsh. Shot down it goes by Hefner. Yes. Hornets getting everybody in the act. Taylor Hefner gets the kill. That makes it 5-0. Walsh will serve again. Rainey floats this one over. Diving dig, Lancaster. They'll keep it going back to the middle. Foley drops it over. Good dig by Hefner. Pushed over by Walsh. And now the Hornets try again from the right side. Into the net, Lancaster, that's four hits. And it comes back to the Hornets for the next serve. They're up 6-0 to start here. Front of a very good student section, and the Arrows take a timeout. 6-0, Hornets in the opener on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Hornets with a serve by Walsh, and Arrows cannot play it. It's misplayed. That'll make it 7-0. Great start for Richland Center, and Rainey Walsh with the ace. She'll serve again. This one knuckled to the right side by the Arrows. They'll flip it to the net. Now punched over and down it goes. The Arrows are on the board. Audrey Foley, number 17, gets the point for the Arrows, and they are on the board. 7-1. And now they will serve. Asia McDonald way back on the out-of-bounds line for the basketball court. Now here's the run-up and the serve. Fielded by Ewing. Walsh gives it right back to her. Soleil drives it over. Dug left side by McDonald. Set now by Morgan. Shot is into the net for the Arrows. That's four hits. And that makes it 8-1. Hornets get a side out and get the ball back. Serving for the Hornets, number 14, Carly Meaden. Carly steps up. Here's the serve. Feel the left side by the Arrows. They'll pass it now. Rainbowed over. Played by Ewing. And gets it right back from Walsh. Drives it down the line. Diving dig there for Nemitz. Played down by the Arrows and punched over by Foley. Here's the set. Left side Ewing takes it over and downtown with a big-time hit. Soleil Ewing with her third kill, and the Hornets go up 9-1 here in the opener. Timeout for the ball to be swept. Try to find it. All right. Here it comes. It's a big play sometimes. You can lose a ball. Serving will be Carly Meaden. Carly with a run-up. There's the serve. Fielded by the Arrows. Pass now back by Nemitz and driven over by Kelly. Free ball back by Ewing. Arrows try again for the right side. Kelly takes it through and down. Nicole Kelly gets the Arrows their second point. That makes it 9-2. For the Arrows, bringing in a new person to serve. That will be Emma Jensen, number 14. Jensen will get a couple of dribbles. Hornets in serve-receive mode. And there it is. Fielded now by Ewing at the net. It's blocked by Nemitz. Ball goes back to the right side. Ewing tries again. Arrows played on the back row and then driven over by Kelly. Back row Meaden. There's Wall setting it up. Ball's tapped by Tidrick. Blocked back by the Arrows. Back row, there's Pauls. Walsh, Ewing for the kill. Down it goes. Hornets up by a score of 10-2. Soleil Ewing getting up and getting down on one. So the Hornets by 8 here in the opener. Soleil Ewing will serve. Soleil serve, and it's going to be an ace. The Hornets go up 11-2 on a nice serve. It wasn't all the, like, the velocity, just the placement, and it was fairly low to the net, low to the ground. Here's the serve. Fielded by the Arrows. They'll free ball it over. Now Kelly's ball knocked by Lancaster. They're into the net. They're into the net, and that's a violation. The Hornets go up by 10 here in the opener, 12-2. Soleil Ewing back to do the honors. Ewing steps up, drives it back line. Just missed out of bounds. So it's 12-3, and Lancaster will have the side out, the point. The serve, Lauren Rukoff is in to do the honors. In the game for Richland Center is Ava Cosgrove. So Ava checks in, and the Hornets in serve-receive mode. There's the whistle, and Rukoff with the approach. Loads this one near side, played by Ewing. There's Walsh, left side Paul, shot blocked by the Arrows, kept live. Ewing gets it on the back row, and no, couldn't get a lot on it. And the Arrows get a point. That'll make it 12-4. Lancaster with that tall front line, they can cause some problems. Taylor Hefner is in to the lineup for the Hornets. And serving will be Lauren Rukoff once again. Lauren with a run-up. There's a serve. Far side. Fielded by Meaden. There's a set for Hefter. Takes it down the line and got it in. Taylor Hefter makes it a 13-4 score. For Richland Center, they get the side out. I believe Ava Cosgrove is in to do the honors. And she will serve for the Hornets, up again by 9 points in the opener. Cosgrove with the approach. There is the serve. Fielded by the Arrows. Pass to Morgan. Pass to the left side. Blocks right up by Lily Tidrick. She gets a block on Sophia Groitsmacher, and that'll make it 14-4. So Tidrick getting into the game again and making it count. Here's the serve by the Hornets. Here's the pass by McDonald. Left side, Kelly drives it over and missed the back line. Out of bounds. Hornets go up 15-4 here in the opener. Ava Cosgrove will serve. Ava gets the whistle, and here's the line drive serve. Fielded by the Arrows. Pass to the right side. Shot by Kelly. Played there by Meaden. Back to Cosgrove, and Tidrick gets it over to Pauls, who drives it in. Danica Pauls makes it 16-4, and Lancaster wants another timeout. Hornets lead by 12 here in the opener. This is high school volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Underway with the volley after a Lancaster timeout. There's a shot by the Hornets, and they're called for being in the net. So that'll give a point to Lancaster, and it is 16-5. In for the Arrows, number one, Abby Timmerman, who is a senior. And the Arrows will serve the ball. Up by 11 points, Richland Center in this opener. Cruising along here, trying to finish strong. There's the serve. Fielded now by Meaden, set by Cosgrove, shot by Tidrick, blocked, down it goes. Sophia Groitsmacher with the block kill, and then makes it 16-6. Serving again will be Timmerman. Arrows trail by 10. Here's the serve. Fielded near side by the Hornets. Cosgrove back to the middle, and Rainey Walsh gets it over. Fielded on the left side by the Hornets. Or by the Arrows, I should say, dropped over by Rukoff. Back row, nice job, Meaden. There's the pass to Pauls. Gets it over, drops it in. Arrows let it go, and it dropped right perfectly in the L. And that makes it 17-6. Richland Center. Lily Tidrick is back to serve for the black and orange. The Arrows in their customary dark blue with gold uniforms. And here comes the approach. Tidrick with the serve. Fielded by the Arrows. Pass to Morgan. And there's a beautiful setup to Groitsmacher, and she gets the kill. 17-7. They say Lancaster, they can kind of get in sync. They're a team that really bears watching. Coming in with a record of 500 in the conference. Cassie Nemitz, the libero player, is back in, and she will serve. Here it is. Fielded right side. Nice job by Meaden. There's the set on the run. Pauls drives it over. Diving dig Arrows. They'll get it back to Rukoff, who drives it back row. There's a pass from Ewing. Now to Pauls, and she gets it down on a big hit. And the Hornets go up 18-7. Danica Pauls with two kills in the opener. And for Richland Center, checking in now is J.C. Gander, number 20. J.C. in the front row right, and here comes the approach. Line drive serve. The Arrows can't play it, or can they? No, nice play off the carom off the net. Groitsmacher gets it over. Here's a set to Weiss, and she drives it in. Ella Weiss gets the kill. That makes it 19-7 in favor of the hosting Richland Center Hornets. Serving number 23, Danica Pauls. Danica with a serve, and the Arrows can't play it. That's an ace serve, and the Hornets go up 20-7. Danica has had a nice run of serving in the conference this year. Got a wicked serve. Here comes the approach, and there's another line drive. Knuckleball fueled by Rukoff. There's a set. Foley drives it. Now blocked by Weiss, and the Hornets score again. 21-7. Ella Weiss with the kill. And Richland Center is cooking along here. Here comes the approach. Balls with a serve. Fielded back row by Rukoff. And then Foley on hit number two drives it over. Kept wide by Cosgrove. Pauls. And then Ewing drives it over. Back row fielded by the Arrows. They'll bring it back to the middle. And Morgan gets it over. Fielded by Pauls. There's the set. Ewing softly drops it in. And the Hornets go up 22-7. Solé Ewing gets the kill, and the Hornets are within three of going out in the first game. Danica Pauls moves all the way to the left side. Here's the run-up and floats this one in. The Arrows can't play it. That's another ace. 23-7. Danica Pauls with her second ace now in the opener. Setting up to serve again will be Danica Pauls. Here's the approach. Line drive serve, and it's down for an ace. Arrows having trouble on serve receive here big time, and that makes it game point for Richland Center. 24-7, our score. Pauls with the run-up. Line drive serve. Arrows pop it up left side. Nemitz passes. Here's a shot by McDonald. Blocked back by Weiss. Arrows try again. Back row, Meaden gets the dig. There's the set. Nope, they're going to call a double hit on the Hornets. That'll make it 24-8. Returning to the lineup for the Arrows, number five, Megan Krull. And number 18, Jessica Morgan will serve. 24-8 Hornets, and a let serve. Whoa, it nets and drops over on the Hornets side. 24-9, one that was unreturnable. Coming back into the game is Rainey Walsh for the Hornets. And the Arrows trying to build momentum for the next game. Jessica Morgan serving again. There it is. And it's played near side by Pauls. Popped up. Walsh's shot blocked. Walsh pushes it back right side. No, out of bounds. And the Arrows have double figures. So 24-10. And they've caught a little bit of momentum now on the serving of Jessica Morgan. Here's her serve. Fielded by Meaden. Walsh left side and Ewing for the win. Softly taps it in. And the Hornets take the opener. 25-10, the final score in this one. Richland Center victorious in set number one. The teams will switch sides, and we'll have set number two coming up after these words. This is high school volleyball on a Tuesday night from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Get what you pay for. In today's world, that slogan has many truths to it. Hi, this is Mark Philback with the Philback Family Dealerships, inviting you to stop by one of our three great locations, Highland, Boscobel, or Richland Center, for your next vehicle purchase. We have seven great brands, Ford, Chevy, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We stand behind every automobile we offer with our unmatched lifetime engine warranty, along with huge rebates, super low financing options, and our second to none Philback Rewards program. We truly go the extra mile to earn your business. Rack up rewards by shopping us online, liking us on Facebook, purchasing a vehicle, or using our service department. Maybe you just need to repair your current vehicle to keep you going a while. We have an experienced parts and service staff that takes pride doing the job right. Call for an appointment today. The Philback Family Dealerships, serving you since 1948, where the customer is first.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming. Great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Hello, everyone. Kenny, the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Hornets built a big lead in the opener, led by Soleil Ewings, 5 kills and 1 ace. Also, 3 aces and 2 kills from Danica Pauls, Taylor Hefner, and Lily Titterick each had kills. Lily had a block as well. So Richland Center getting lots of players in the mix, and Rainey Walsh had an ace in that opener. Sophia Groesbacher had 2 kills. And Audrey Foley and Nicole Kelly each had 1 kill for Lancaster. Here we go to the second set tonight. The team switch sides. The Hornets serving from our right to our left. Lancaster, our left to our right. Danica Pauls will start serving. And Lancaster in serve-receive mode. Pauls awaiting the whistle. And here's the approach and the line drive serve. A let serve. That's an ace. And that makes it 1-0. Good serve. Oh, Jamie Johnson still got some moves. He hustles and gets the ball from the coaching area there. Quick first step. So serving again will be Danica Pauls. And a line drive serve far side. Lancaster can't play it. It's an ace. And the Hornets go up 2-0. Oh, some good serving here tonight. 2 aces to start the second set for the Richland Center Hornets junior, Danica Pauls. She'll try again. All the way from the near side. Line drive serve. Far side. Lancaster pops it up. Here's Morgan setting it up. The arrows dump it over on the hit by Foley. Hornets respond. The pass to Ewing. She dumps it in. Great ball control. And a pass by Meaden. Back to the left side. And Ewing got it down. That makes it 3-0. Richland Center. Pauls will keep it going. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve. Near side, no, the arrows can't play it. That's an ace. Out of bounds it goes, and the Hornets go up 4-0. Pauls with 3 of the first 4 points scored on ace serves. She moves all the way to the near side. Pauls with a run-up. There's the line drive serve, and it's going to be an ace again. Great serve by Pauls, 5-0. Richland Center off and running here. They won the opener 25-10. So getting it back to the Hornets and Pauls, who is waiting in the wings, starts on the near side. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. That was just a little bit too long and out of bounds. Lancaster is on the board. That makes it 5-1. In for the arrows, Megan Krull, number 5. Arrows, Jessica Morgan, number 18, will serve. Morgan awaiting the whistle. The officials noting the sub. And here we go. There's the serve by Morgan. No, net serve. Gives it right back to the Hornets. That makes it 6-1. Into the game for Richland Center, Taylor Hefner. Taylor will serve. And serving for Richland Center, I should say Rainey Walsh will serve. Hefner is in the front left. And Walsh with a serve. Fielded by the arrows, they free ball it to the net. The Hornets can't play it. It drops in. Hornets were anticipating maybe pouncing on it. And I'm not sure if it was the case. Maybe someone didn't call it, but it just kind of landed right between everyone. And that makes it 6-2. The arrows are back with the serve. Here comes the approach. And Asia McDonald with a run-up. There's the serve, fielded back row by Ewing. Here's Walsh giving it right back to Rissole. Takes it over and down it goes. tough angle. She got it done. 7-2 is the score. Into the game for the Hornets will be Lily Tidrick. She is in the front left. And going back to serve is the libero player, Carly Meaden. There's the serve. Fielded by the Arrows. They keep it going. The pass to Foley. The shot over. And down it goes on a line drive by Kelly, which nailed the net and then walked up and walked back down. The Arrows now with a 7-3 score. Give you some other scores on the Filney flip phone tonight. River Valley leading Richland Center 2-1 in soccer at halftime. Here's the serve. Knuckled back by Walsh. Arrows try again. Grunzmacher drives it to the back row. Pauls keeps it going. Meaden right side. Ewing down it goes on a beautiful line hugger right there. That makes it 8-3. Ewing will serve. Cuba City up on Boscobel, 2-0. Flatville 1-0 over Prairie du Chien. Dodgeville up on River Valley, 2-0. Here's the serve. Fielded by the Arrows. They'll pass it back to the back row. There's Jensen driving it over. There's a play by the Hornets. McDonald right side, driven by Pauls. Back row, Arrows. They'll set it left side. Here's the shot. That one's into the net on Nicole Kelly's kill attempt from the left side. And the Hornets go up by 6. 9-3 here in the second. Serving is Sole Ewing. Sole serve. Fielded by the Arrows. There's the set. Left side shot. The Hornets going to play the carom. They hit it to the ceiling, and that'll do it. They can't get it off the carom, and that'll make it a 9-4 ball game. Arrows within 5. In for Lancaster, Lauren Rukoff, number 2. The junior will serve. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Rukoff with the run-up. There's the serve. Fielded now on the near side by Ewing. And there's Walsh, shot by Tidrick. Pauls is a little low. It doesn't make the net. And that makes it 9-5. 9-5, Hornets by 4 here in the second. Cuba City has now defeated Boscobel 3-0. That one is done. Fenimore 1-0 on Southwestern this evening. Here's the serve, fielded by Meaden. Walsh with a pass, and Pauls takes it. Back row, Arrows. There's the pass to the left side. Kelly going for the kill. Blocked down by Tidrick and company. Taylor Hefner got a hand on it as well. That'll make it 10-5. Into the game for the Hornets, number 21, Ava Cosgrove. She will do the serve work. Hornets by 5 here in the second. Rainey Walsh at the net on the left side, and Cosgrove serve. Fielded by the Arrows. Morgan sets it up. Kelly takes it over. Nice hit. Got it down. Nicole Kelly getting in the swing of things. That makes it 10-6. Arrows are within 4. Serving will be Abby Timmerman. She checks in for the Arrows. We're in the second set. Richland Center won the opener, 25-10. Here's the whistle. Timmerman stepping from the far side, now up to the line and delivers one. Fielded by Meaden, passed by Ewing and Pauls. Nope, into the net. Arrows get a point, and they are within 3. 10-7. Hornets trying to get some of that mojo back from the first. Everything went in the first. Hard to keep that up for a whole night, that's for sure. Timmerman with a serve. It's going to be cut off by Cosgrove. Pass back to the left side, and Paul softly taps it over. Arrows set it. Morgan left side taking a swing and getting a hit was McDonald, and that one is out of bounds. Lancaster was asking whether it was tipped or not. The officials say no. And it'll be Richland Center serving. Tidrick with a serve, 11-7. Hornets by 4. Net serve back to the Arrows. As they get a point back, that makes it 11-8. Serving for Lancaster, their libero player, Cassie Nimitz. Nimitz awaiting the whistle on the near side. There it is. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Fielded by Meaden. Cosgrove sets it up right side. Pulls for the kill. Oh, puts the smack down. And the Hornets are back on track there. A 12-8 score. And Danica Pauls after the kill. We'll go back to serve. Pauls gets the whistle. trying to increase that Richland Center lead. There's the serve. Arrows struggle and juggle and hit number three. They can't get it back to the net. And that'll make it a 13-8 score. RC leading the Arrows. Back to serve will be Danica Pauls. Starts all the way in the near side. And then a line drive run up on the jump serve. Fielded by Rukoff. Passed back to left by Morgan. The shot over the top that time by McDonald. Tipped by the Hornets. And back to Weiss. And she hits the mark perfectly. Ella Weiss on hit number three. Hit it where they weren't. And that makes it 14-8. Weiss making a good hit. And the Hornets will serve again. Danica Pauls. Familiar spot for her. Here in the back row. There's the run-up and the line drive serve. Fielded by the Arrows. Set by Morgan. Softly tapped over by Foley. Hornets play it. Pauls passes to the left side. Walsh gets it over. Fielded by the Arrows. Quick set over by Foley. Ball to the right side. Pushed back on the hit by Kelly. And the Hornets are called for being in the net. That'll make it 14-9. Second set. A lot closer than the first one was. Coming in is number five, Megan Krull. She'll be in the front left. And Jessica Morgan will serve for the Arrows. Fielded now by Meaden. No, can't get a lot on the elevation. And the Arrows score an ace, and they're within four. 14-10. Morgan will serve again. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve. Reballed over by Pauls, played by Nemitz. Set by Kelly. Shot is on the way. Blocked by the Hornets. Weiss back to the Arrows again. They'll try driving it over on the hit by McDonald. Here's Meaden back to the right side. Ewing gets it over. Arrows play it left and now get it over. Back row Hornets. Meaden. There's Cosgrove and Ewing. Oh, the Hornets run a switch and Ewing came right down the middle. They were kind of faking to Ella Weiss and here comes Soleil and she gets the kill. 15-10 the score. Into the game is Taylor Hefner for the Hornets on the front left. Back to serve is Rainey Walsh. 15-10 RC. Walsh with the serve. Fielded now by Timmerman. Passed by Morgan. Left side. Taking the swing and getting a kill is Megan Krull of Lancaster. 15-11 the score. And Megan puts it down. Into the contest, Nicole Kelly moving back to the front left for the Arrows. And serving will be Asia McDonald. Hornets by four in the second. Richland Center won the first, 25-10. Here's McDonald with a run-up and a jump serve. Fielded by Pauls. There's a set by Cosgrove. Ewing goes left-handed. Nope, hit the antenna, I believe. Yep, that's a violation. That makes it 15-12. Lancaster within three here in the second. McDonald starts back in the out-of-bounds line for the basketball court. Here's the approach. Line drive serve. Fielded near side by the Hornets. Left side, Ewing. Softly sets it over. Back line, Arrows. They'll set it left side. Kelly, shot blocked by Weiss. Back to the Arrows. They'll try again for the left side. Krull drives it over. And the Hornets keep it live. And Pauls gets it over after a nice save by Hefner. Here's Lancaster with a set. Shot over the top. Nice hit by Krull. Kept live by the Hornets. Meaden and Ewing gets it over. Here's Lancaster trying again. Shot blocked by Weiss. Ball comes back on the hit by Kelly. Hornets try again. Weiss swings. Nice dig by McDonald of the Arrows. And now punched over by Kelly. Back row Hornets. There's the set. Oh, nobody there. They ran a switch. Weiss was there. I think they thought she was going to take it. And she let somebody else come in from the backside and kind of dropped in. The Hornets, a little miscommunication. And the Arrows are now within two at 15-13. McDonald with a run-up, and here's a line drive. Left serve. Oh, fielded by Walsh. Keeps it going. Paul's left side, Ewing, softly taps it in. Soleil's got a great knack for knowing where they are. 16-13 the score. And Carly Meaden will be ready to go. Here comes the approach and the serve. Hornets by three, open to increase that. Arrows set it for Kelly. Drives it over. Back line and out of bounds. So that'll be a point for the Hornets. And they now lead by four at 17-3. Here comes the approach. Line drive served by Carly Meaden. Fielded by Nemitz. from the back row. There's McDonald getting it over. Nice play by the Hornets, and they're going to get it back to the near side. Walsh to Ewing, who softly taps it over. Returned by Kelly. Here's Walsh, shot by Hefner, blocked straight up and down by number 17, Audrey Foley. And the Heroes score again, 17-14. Foley getting into the act. Checking in for the Arrows, number 14, Emma Jensen. Hornets in serve-receive mode, 17-14 in the second. This one a lot more hard-fought and competitive. Here's the set by Walsh, taking it over, and nice play by Tidrick, but the Arrows are going to return it. Driving it back row. There it is, Meaden and Hefner, and then Tidrick gets it over. The Arrows work at left side, Morgan, and then swatting it down, Goldsmarker. Nice play by Pauls, kept line by Meaden, and Ewing gets it over. Arrows try again. There's a set, taking it over and down. Boy, the Arrows with a couple of big hits, and that time the Hornets couldn't touch it. Megan Kroll with the kill. 17-15. The Arrows have caught fire here tonight. Coach Jamie Johnson uses the team's first timeout tonight. They lead by two in the second. They won the opener by a score of 25-10. This is high school volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JW Ewing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Lancaster comes back with an ace, and they're within 1 point, 17-16. On a big serve by Emma Jensen. So now Lancaster can tie it. They're playing much improved here in the second. Here's the serve, and the Hornets dive to get it. Meaden shot, up and free ball, but blocked now by Kreutzmeier. Getting it over is Tidrick. Back to the left side, Arrows try again, taking the angle on the hit by Kelly. Shot up, blocked by Kreutzmeier. Back to the right side, the Hornets, Ewing, knuckles it over. Pushed back now by Sophia. Played again on the right side by the Hornets. Ewing drives it over, blocked by the Arrows. Down it goes. The far side official saying it hit the antenna on Lancaster's account, and that will be a Richland Center point. That makes it 18-16. There's some real good battles going on at the net right now. Sole Ewing with a serve. The Arrows play it. Get it back to the middle, and Morgan gets it over. Ewing. Now it goes to Walsh, shot by the Hefner, shot blocked. Back to the Hornets again, and it's going to be blocked again by the Arrows on a hit by Pauls. Boy, Lancaster doing a good job of blocking right now, and that makes it 18-17. Sophia Gortzmeicher with the nice block, and the Hornets now lead by just a point. Here's the approach by Lauren Rukoff. Fires it down the middle, fielded by Meaden. Set by Walsh, knuckled over and down. Nice hit by Pauls. The Arrows, they were very slow to respond to some of those plays in the first. They have not been in the second, but that one, they were fooled a bit. And that makes it 19-17 on the point by Danica Pauls. Serving again will be Ava Cosgrove. Ava's serve, and the Arrows can't. Down it goes, 20-17. Hornets made some hay on ace serves earlier. Timeout Lancaster. 20-17. Hornets by three on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need.
20-17, the score here in the second set. Richland Center by 3. The Hornets won the opener 25-10. Nothing's easy in the Southwest Conference. The Hornets cruising in that opener, but the Arrows came back, and this is the second that I've seen Lancaster, and I'm not surprised. They are a competitive team and a very good athletic team. Get you some more scores in just a moment. But right now, Ava Cosgrove is set to serve for Richland Center, and here's the left-hand line drive serve. Fielded now by Jensen back in the row, and it's going to be shot down. Boatsmacher, she got a run on one and puts a charge into one. That makes it 20-18. Into the lineup for the Lancaster Arrows. Number one, Abby Timmerman. Timeout for the ball to be chased down. And Timmerman will serve. Gets the whistle. 2-point lead for the Hornets in the second. Here's the serve. Cut off. No, Walsh got a piece of it. It goes back from Meaden and then knuckled over by Pauls, and down it goes. Nice play. Well played. The Hornets didn't get a real good first or two passes there, but they recovered to get the kill. That makes it 21-18. Serving, Lillian Tidrick. Here's her serve. Played now by Jensen. Pass. Caroms to the left of the stands. And nice play by Eric Olson, who makes a nice save. Still riding all the way. 22-18 the score. Hornets up by 4, and Tidrick will serve again. RC by 4. They're within 3 of going out. There's the serve. Cut off now by Nemitz. Arrows pass it to the left, and taking it over is McDonald. Nice play by Cosgrove, set by Weiss. Paul's shot blocked, kept live by the Hornets. Pinballed over by Walsh. Now left side, the Arrows get it over to the Hornets. Here's a set. Weiss takes it again. Tipped by the Arrows. They'll pass left side. Morgan with a set. Grotzmeicher, look out. Weiss got a block on one. Back to the Arrows again. Here's a pushover on the hit by McDonald. Slapped back by Walsh. Kept live by the Arrows. Slammed over by Morgan. The Hornets dive and can't get it down. Arrows win the battle in a really nice volley, 22-19. So the Arrows trying to keep it going here. Number 17, Audrey Foley, is in front left. And serving is the libero player, Cassie Nemitz. 22-19 Hornets in the second. Nemitz with the approach, and there is the serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Passed by Cosgrove. Weiss takes it over. Bumped to the ceiling by the Arrows. They keep it going. Left side, McDonald drives it over. Fielded by Meaden. Cosgrove again on the right side, and Pauls takes it over. Fielded now by the Arrows. They'll try left again. McDonald takes it over. Meaden got a beat on it. It caroms into the stands, and the Arrows score again. 22-20. Lancaster hanging tough, and again, their front line giving the Hornets some problems in this rotation. Cassie Nemitz serves again. RC by 2. Here's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. And now here's the set by Cosgrove. Weiss takes it over long, out of bounds. Arrows are within 1, 22-21. Very pivotal set here. Lancaster trying to even it up. The Hornets trying to go up 2-0 and get a little bit of cushion in this one. Richland Center swept at Lancaster. Here's the serve. Dug by Meaden, knuckled over by Cosgrove. Backline, nice play by Rukoff. Now pushed over on the hip by the Arrows, Jessica Morgan, and we're tied. 22 apiece on Morgan's kill, and now the Arrows will take another shot, trying to take the lead. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Here comes the approach by Nemitz. Stepping up, and there's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. Popped up to the net. Cosgrove left side, punching it over and down. Nice play by Rainey Walsh. Gives the Hornets the lead. 23-22. Rainey Walsh gives the Hornets a much-needed relief. And now their top server, Danica Pauls. Here's a line drive over the net. Down for an ace. 24-22. Danica Pauls. Hornets are just kind of stuck in that mode, and as soon as they rotate it now, they have a little more confidence, and Paul's in the back row. Timeout Lancaster. We'll keep it here for this one. 24-22, the Hornets leading. They won the opener 25-10. And now the Phil Knee flip phone, sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Platteville has swept Prairie du Chien tonight, 3-0. Fenimore 1 and Southwestern 1. Mineral Point leading now, I should say, has defeated Darlington 3-0. Wazika Steuben up 1-0 on Weston tonight. Cuba City swept Boscobel earlier. And the soccer score we had was the last word. River Valley leading Richland Center 2-1. That was at halftime, last word. The flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect. Mobile nationwide local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Danica Pauls and the Hornets with game point 24-22. Pauls stands on the near side and gets ready. There's a line drive serve popped up by the Arrows. Free balled over, played by Ewing. Pass back to Cosgrove. Weiss takes it over, tipped by the Arrows. They'll try again with a soft set. Driving it over there is Foley. Hornets push it back. Weiss with a good hit. Nemeth digs back row. Pass left side. McDonald drives it over. Fielded now by Pauls. Here's Cosgrove. Tough one for Ewing. Goes with the left hand. Got it down. She can go right or left. Went left and took it right in front of the Lancaster front wall. And the Hornets win this close one. 25-22. There were some plays there on that final stretch by the Hornets as they make a nice finish after a very competitive set. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School sports update. Hornets up 2-0 in this match at RCHS on WRCL and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School sports update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center Ithaca Cross Country teams, along with all the teams in the Southwest Conference, are preparing for the league meet. I talked to Coach Eric Mindum about that.
Lancaster is hosting that. That's a pretty quick course, so we're excited about what we can do there and have the opportunity to get some kids medal and be in the all-conference conversation there. And then our sectionals, again, up in Black River Falls on the 25th of October. So quite a drive up there, but again, we're going to know what to expect.
Eric, do you think you have a shot at conference if things go well?
I think if the cards fall in the right way, our boys team any given day can be right there with Dodge Point. We're going to have to improve from where we're at now, but we know we're capable of it. We've got the talent to do it, so it's really just putting a good race together. On the girls' side, quite a daunting challenge to go up against Dodgeville, Winter Point, and Lancaster's girls' teams. But even just placing in the top three in that is something we haven't done in several decades now for a girls' team. So if we can beat some of these other schools that have competitive teams, Prairie du Chien, Platteville, I think we'd be really happy with that and see if we can't get close to Dodge Point and Lancaster, and who knows.
The Southwest Conference meet comes up this Thursday at Lancaster. That was Coach Eric Mindum, and I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in Southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. It was a win for the Hornets, edging out Lancaster in the second set, 25-22. Five aces from Danica Pauls. Five kills from Soleil Ewing. Ava Cosgrove had an ace among the highlights in the second. Nicole Kelly and Jessica Morgan each have a couple of kills. Morgan also had an ace for the Lancaster Arrows in that second set. So we go to the third. Hornets looking for a sweep the second time. And again, this Arrow team, especially in certain rotations, they are tough. They've got Sophia Grotzmeicher in the area of some of the kills. She's had some really nice sets here and can be very dominant. Also in the blocks, she has done a really nice job kind of making the Hornets change the trajectory. So the Arrows will serve first to get the third set going. And doing the honors will be Jessica Morgan. Hornets in serve, receive mode. Up two sets to none, 25-10, 25-22. Tonight, very nice student section here tonight. Doing a little dance in between. Here we go. There's the serve by the Arrows. We're underway. Played now by Meaden. Pass goes left side. Ewing drives it over. Fielded by the Arrows. There's a set by Kelly. Dumped over the line. Kept live for a moment by Pauls, but can't get it down. Good hit by Megan Krull. And the Arrows go up by a score of 1-0. I believe this is Lancaster's first lead of the night. There's the serve. Fielded by Meaden. Free ball over. Played by Nemitz. Back to the right side. Punched over by Morgan. Here's the pass by Meaden, left side. Ewing takes it over and down, and we're tied at one. Soleil Ewing gets the kill, and the Hornets bring Taylor Hefter in, front left. And that means the serve belongs to Rainey Walsh. Walsh will serve. One apiece here at the RCHS Fieldhouse. There's the serve, fielded by Nemitz. Pass left side, the Arrows drive it over, and the hit by Krull, and the Hornets pancake it over. Beautiful save by Walsh. Back to the left side, here's Hefter, taking the right angle, played by Morgan. Pass right side, Krull, into the net, the Hornets take the lead. Good volley, 2-1 the score. RC up by one here in the third, and Rainey Walsh will serve. There's the serve. Fielded by Krull, up to the net, and blocked by Weiss, and down it goes. The Hornets start out with some confidence on a hanger that weighed its way up to the net, and Weiss knocks it down to make it 3-1. Here comes the approach, and the line drive serve, played by the Arrows, are called for a lift on that second pass. That makes it 4-1. Hornets by three. Rainey Walsh will serve. Rainey with a line drive serve, fielded by Nemitz. Here's the pass on the right side. The Arrows take the angle and get it down on a big kill by Asa McDonald. That makes it 4-2. McDonald gets in the act for the Arrows. She is back to serve. 4-2 ball game score. Hornets by two in the third. Here's the run-up and the serve, a net serve. That gives it right back to the Hornets. That makes it 5-2. The Arrows have been pretty strong on their serving tonight. Back it goes for Carly Meaden to serve this thing. And Carly with the serve, fielded now by the Arrows. Quick set on the right side, taking a shot as Kelly blocked down. Hefner and Tidrick combine, and that makes it 6-2. Hornets by four. Serving will be Carly Meaden. Carly floats this one in the middle. Nemitz passes left side. The Arrows take the angle. They hit the antenna, and the Hornets go up by five. 7-2 in the third. Arrows trying to get back in the mode. The second set, they did a great job on those initial sets, those initial digs and passes. Here's the serve, net serve. Hornets give it right back. 7-3 on the missed serve, and the Arrows will take the ball to the back line. Audrey Foley leads the side out. Sophia Grotzmeicher is in, and now playing is Kelly. Here's the serve. Hornets play it back line, Meaden. Now Ewing left side, and Tidrick has to play it over. Fielded now by McDonald. There's a quick set. Taking a shot out of bounds. Sophia Grotzmeicher with a nice hit. That makes it 8-3 as the Hornets see it. Missed the back line by an inch, not by much. And now Ewing will serve for the Hornets, fielded by Nemitz. There's the set right side by Krull, blocked by the Hornets. Arrows can't play it. They pinball it around a couple of times, and the Hornets go up by 6, 9-3. Soleil Ewing will serve. Ewing with a run-up. There's the line drive serve, fielded by Nemitz. There's a set by Morgan, taking it over the left hand, long on the shot by Megan Krull, out of bounds, and the Hornets lead by 7, 10-3 here in the third. Soleil Ewing will serve for Richland Center in the middle, and here's the line drive, fielded by the Arrows, And they work it left side, punched over by Glotzmacher. A nice job, got it in. She kind of saved that one that was surely headed to the floor. That makes it 10-4. Arrows bring in Lauren Rukoff for some back row play. She will serve the ball. And Richland Center in serve-receive mode. The whistle. And Rukoff with the run-up. There's the serve. Fielded by Tidrick. Walsh, left side. Here's the shot by Pauls. Down it goes. Danica rotates around to the left and immediately makes an impact. That makes it 11-4 here in the third. Ava Cosgrove will serve for Richland Center. The senior gets the whistle. And here's the line drive serve with the left hand. Fielded by Rukoff. Pass to the right side. Kelly drives it over. Oh, one hand save by Ewing. There's the pass left side. Pauls takes it over. Fielded by Rukoff. Here's the set. Shot is going to be over and down it goes. Sophia Otsmacher on the hit. That makes it 11-5. Into the contest for the Flying Arrows, Abby Timmerman. Hornets lead this match 2-0. They're up 11-5 in the third, looking for a sweep in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded back row by the Hornets. Pass to the left side. There's Paul's shot blocked. Nope, it wasn't. It hit the net. Came back to the Hornets for a fourth hit, and that makes it 11-6. Arrows staying in this one tonight. Trying to keep it going. All the way to the near side, Abby Timmerman will serve it with the right hand. And fires it in the middle. Played by Meaden. There's Cosgrove to Pauls. Danica takes it over. One hand saved by the Arrows. They bring it back over. Good hit by Rukoff. Here's the set by Cosgrove. Back to Tidrick. Out jumps him. Drives it over. Played by Nemitz. Right side. There's the hit by McDonald. Hey, saved by Meaden. Nice play. Back to Ewing. And then Pauls from the right side. Drives it back row. Good volley. Here's the set left side. McDonald takes it over. That one is out of bounds. Arrows shot the line and missed, and the Hornets go up by 6 at 12-6. Lily Tidrick will serve for Richland Center. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded by Nemitz. Foley over on hit number 2. Nice hit. Got it down. The Lancaster setter puts it down. I should say Jessica Morgan, the setter, the senior, and that makes it 12-7. Here comes Nemitz after chasing the ball down. Into the game is Ella Kortzmacher. She is Sophia's senior sister and in that front row left. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Set left side and here's Paul taking it over. Diving dig by Rukoff. Back to the right side and down it goes for Ella. That makes it 12-8. And here come the Arrows again. Kind of like the second set. Hornets starting to kind of build a resume, and the Arrows whittle away at it. Here comes Nemitz with the approach, and the line drive serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Cosgrove left side, and punched over by Walsh. Now the Arrows take it back to the right. Taken over that time by Ella. Ball left side. Here's the shot by Pauls, blocked by Lancaster, but out of bounds. That's a Hornet point. 13-8. Air block caromed to the right side. Here's Pauls with the approach. Danica's serve. No, net serve. 13-9. Arrows get a point, and the side out into the game is Megan Krull. And the Arrows, number 18, Jessica Morgan, will serve. Here comes the whistle. Line drive serve fielded by the Hornets briefly. They won't get much on it. That's an ace. 13-10. Arrows within three. So Morgan will try again. First ace for the Arrows in the third set. And here is Jessica with the serve again. Fielded by Pauls. There's Walsh to Weiss, and the ball blocked down by Ella Rotzmacher. And that'll make it 13-11. Lancaster keeping pace here. Hanging around. Serving again will be Jessica Morgan. Hornets in serve-receive mode. There it is. Line drive. Meaden diving in. Can't get it. That's an ace. And the Arrows are within a point. 13-12. The Hornets were cruising, but now they're not. Arrows within one in the third. Richland Center won the first two. This is high school volleyball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee tools and heated gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
The timeout is over. Hornets leading by one, 13-12, after trailing briefly in his third set to Lancaster. Hornets built the lead, but it's evaporated. There's a serve. No, just past the back line for Morgan. Shooting the back line for an ace, and she missed. And the Hornets go up by two. 14-12, Richland Center coming back now with a two-point lead. And the serve for Rainey Walsh. Into the front left is Taylor Hefner. Walsh will serve for Richland Center on the whistle. Here it is. Fielded now by Timmerman. Nobody to accept her pass. And that one caroms to the left side. Nice play by Jamie Walsh in the stands there. That'll be a point for Richland Center. 15-12. That ball caroming into the stands. And now setting it up for another serve is Rainey Walsh. That one beautiful. It'll be dug there by Kroll. Back to the right side. Rutzmacher knocks it over. Fielded now by the Hornets to Ewing. Soleil takes it back row. Nemitz. Here's the set by Morgan, shot down by number five, Megan Kroll. And Lancaster is within two. It is 15-13. Serving for the Arrows, number 12, Asia McDonald. And the Hornets in serve receive mode. There's the serve. Fielded near side by Pauls. There's the set by Walsh, taking it over. Weiss, nice play. The Arrows kind of miscommunicate, and it drops in. 16-13. Hornets by three. Lily Tidrick returns. She's in the front left. And serving is Carly Meaden. Carly with the approach. This one floated over. That one dug there by Nemitz. Played right back to her, and she gets it over from the back row. Played now by Meaden. Quick set left side. Ewing downtown. It goes. Well, what a hit. Hornets go up by four. It's 17-13. Soleil Ewing with a kill. Timeout Lancaster. Dodgeville up on River Valley 2-1. Seneca leading Kickapoo 2-0 tonight. And that on the Philney flip phone. Also, Highland sweeps Cassville to go 12-0 in the conference. Six Rivers 25-10, 25-12, 25, or it should be 25, 26-24 maybe in the last game. That is a sweep for the Cardinals tonight. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Artisan Service and Repair at Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid.
Hornets are up 2-0 in the match. It is 17-13 here in the third. And getting set to serve is going to be Meaden. There's the play now. Nemitz passes. Left side, Kelly, knuckling at left side, and out of bounds. Hornets go up by five at 18-13. Each team taking a timeout in this third set. Hornets by five in front of a good student section tonight. Meaden with a serve, dying quickly, diving in there. Nemitz can't get it. Hornets go up 19-13. That's kind of the case. Lancaster really struggled on serve receive in that first set in which the Hornets ran away with it. Meaden will try again. Here's the serve. Fielded by Nimitz. There's the set by Morgan. Taking a right-hand shot. Down it goes for Kelly. Nicole Kelly makes it 19-14. Arrows are within 5 points this evening. Into the contest for the Arrows, Sophia Grotzmacher. And Grotzmacher is into the front left. Her sister Ella in the back row to serve. Here it is. Played now by Meaden. Rainy Wall setting it up. Tidrick rainbows it over. Fielded by McDonald. Back to the right side. Kelly takes a shot. One hand saved by Pauls. Ewing back to the middle, and Hefner gets it over. Fielded by the Arrows. Here's the right side shot. Oh, they're going to say it's in. That was close. Right down on the line was the line judge. He had a better view than me. Sophia Grotzmacher makes it 19-15. Serving will be Ella Grotzmacher. And here's the approach and the line drive serve. Cut off by Pauls. Here's a quick set for Ewing, who dumps it over. Fielded by Krull. She'll get it right back. Left side drives it. Blocked down by the Hornets. There's Tidrick and Ewing combining. And Richland Center goes up by 5 at 20-15. Soleil Ewing will serve for the Hornets. Up by 5. And with 5 of going out, here's the serve. Fielded by Nimitz. There's the set by Morgan. Taking it over and out of bounds. Sophia Grotzmacher. Just missed the line again. 21-15. Timeout Lancaster. We'll be back with more in a moment. The Hornets up 2-0. They lead by 6 in the third on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Soleil Ewing with an ace serve. That was a mammoth hit right there. And the Hornets go up 22-15. Hornets trying to finish strong here this evening against visiting Lancaster. They've won 25-10, 25-22, and they lead 22-15 in the third. Soleil Ewing with a serve, fielded near side and played by the Arrows, putting it over is Morgan, and it is in. Arrows staying alive, 22-16 the score. Join us on Thursday night as the Ithaca Bulldogs try to wrap up a Ridge and Valley win it outright. They win tonight. I believe they get at least a share, if I've got that right. Have not heard from Lafarge tonight in Ithaca. There's the serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. Left side, there's Paul's shot blocked back by Morgan. Back it goes. Left side, it's going to be Paul's knuckling it over. Fielded now by the Arrows, and Grotzmacher gets it over on the third hit. Diving dig, Meaden. Hornets push it left. Here's Paul's down the line. Nimitz gets a good dig, and now the Arrows try on the right side. Kelly drives it over. And it hit the antenna and out of bounds. Hornets gain a point, 23-16. Into the contest for the Hornets, number 21, Ava Cosgrove, and she will serve. Hornets lead by 7, 23-16. Here's the serve, fielded now by Nimitz. Pass to the right side for the Arrows. They'll take a shot. That one's out of bounds on Kelly's hit, and the Hornets have game point. 24-16. Richland Center trying to sweep here. Hornets coming in shorthanded tonight, and they have really dug deep, playing well. Here's the serve. Right side fielded by the Arrows. They'll set it up for Grotzmacher. She drives it over and gets it down. Arrows still going on. 24-17. Into the game for the Arrows. Number one, Abby Timmerman. Our second chance to see the Arrows this year. We saw them defeat River Valley in an earlier match this season. Tonight, the Hornets have led the majority of minutes, 24-17, still game point. Timmerman starting the serve in the middle of the floor. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve, played by Meaden. There's Cosgrove, near side, Tidrick for the win. Played it out is Lancaster. They collide. It's still going, and they get it over on the hit by Kelly. There's Ewing, back to the right side. Tidrick for the win. Hey, played by Nemitz, kept live at the net. It caroms, and Nemitz gets it over. Back line, Ewing bumps it to the rafters. Cosgrove left side, and Walsh gets it over. Arrows field it right. They're going to play it in the middle. Quick set. Rutzmacher drives it over. Great hit from the knees by Ewing. Back to the right side. Pulse for the win. Got it. And the Hornets take it in three tonight. 25-17, the final. Danica Pauls with a kill and the exclamation point on game point. And the Hornets win it in three. 25-17, the final. Stay tuned for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show featuring interviews tonight in just a moment. You're listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
For the Duncan Rewards, turning point of the game tonight. We're going back to set number two. Richland Center really being challenged by the Arrows, and at that point, if the Arrows win that, of course, obviously we're still going, but I think it would have given them a lot of confidence and momentum. They came back to tie it at 22. Richland Center proceeded to score the next 3 points, and they were led by a couple of really great plays, including an ace from Danica Pauls, and they also got a point from Rainey Walsh in there and a kill by Soleil Ewing on game point. So those three plays led the Hornets to victory in set number two. And that leads them to victory as they get over the top here tonight and get the victory over the Lancaster Flying Arrows in three sets. That's your Duncan Rewards turning point of the game. A great finish in set number two. We'll be back with more in a moment. You're listening to High School Sports on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. It is poster night. We are hoping to get a couple of players up here, but they are busy signing autographs, so we don't want to take away from that regard there. And it looks like maybe we can get Jamie Johnson up here anyway. The Hornets win in three sets to none over the Lancaster Flying Arrows, getting the job done here tonight. And looks like Coach Johnson's going to make his way up here to the top row of the bleachers. Coach, nice win. You know, you got it fairly easy in the first. You knew Lancaster was going to come back tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, we really proud of how we came out. You know, if you think about it, we're missing fourth of our players that normally play of our eight-person rotation. And can't say enough about our bench who came in, rallied around that cause. Girls were focused. We knew they would come back. Talked about Lancaster's proof program. They've been battling a lot of scores in the 20s, so we knew it'd be close. We lost a little bit of our focus, but that happens in volleyball. Kind of happened again third set, but I'm proud of this group because I try not to do it too much, but I really got after them in that third set, you know, that timeout. And they responded and got that back up to a 3 or 4 point lead, and then we just pushed away, you know, at the end. But just some great leadership all the way around, you know, even in the beginning. Every player was involved. Those first 6 points, they took that timeout, it was 6 or 8 points. Every player contributed in some way. And that's the way we're only going to be successful, is if everybody's involved and everybody's part of it and making plays, and they were able to do that tonight.
Definitely were. And I think, as you mentioned, some players really stepped up. There were some key moments there, and I really thought your serving, I know it can always be better, but you had some pretty good serves here tonight, too.
Yeah, Danica, you know, got off hot. Carried us that first set, second set, in that end, you know, she came up, I said, you got to be a maybe leave short, and she went short with it and got an ace or put pressure on them, got another timeout, that was huge. Carly had a nice little run, Ava got an ace or two in there. All in all, we served pretty well, and again, this day and age, you are going to miss serves. If you want to beat the best, you got to serve tough, and the old days of can't ever miss, I think, are gone by the wayside. But you got to be able to be aggressive. We found that good mix tonight, I thought. I thought when we played smart, we kept talking about play smarter, not harder, and changing the speeds. And we thought their middle, about the 12-foot line, was where they were at. And I remind them how we beat them on that Saturday tournament. We changed speeds, changed locations. And I thought Danica made some really smart plays, some hits tonight. Soleil came up clutch with some out of system, as we would say, hits to that middle, just, you know, rolling it in there, but a tight roll where they just couldn't pick it up, even though she's hitting it 8 feet off the net. It was still dropping in. So really, really happy with that effort that we've made the last 2 or 3 weeks trying to focus on that.
Well, how important is it for the kids to put another sign up there, a note on your banner for volleyball? I don't know. Does it mean a lot to the kids, do you think?
Yeah, it does. We talked about it early in the year. We've talked about it here. Lately, we just said it in the huddle down there, you know, that, you know, we're going to have a chance, hopefully, on Thursday to put another number up there. It's been a while. Be the first one with me at the helm, as I've been a part of a lot of those as an assistant. And it would mean a lot to me as well and the girls. I just told them, you can etch your history. You know, that number will never go away. And they have a chance on Thursday night. And that's all you can ask for, is a home game to seal conference. And, you know, if we play focus like this tonight, we should be in good shape. There's a lot of emotions will be there Thursday night, senior night, and just other things, you know, going on. So we're excited. Hopefully we can take care of business on Thursday.
I know it was a daunting task at the beginning of the year. You know, we got five on the road. But then when you finish up, it doesn't seem that bad because, you know, you've had some home cooking here now.
Yeah, we talked about that right away. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, we could have been demoralized. We could have been played the top three teams in the conference right off the bat. We could have been sitting 0-3, and maybe morale goes down. Maybe they don't work as hard because they feel like they're out of it. But that first win against Dodgeville was huge. Just set the tone and just set the stage. And now, again, we're not having to travel as much. We're getting home quicker tonight, you know, than having to get on a bus ride and travel back. Yeah, it's a blessing when you look at it that once we got that help last week that we needed from Dodgeville to open up that door for us to finish out with Lancaster and Prairie at home with a great student section. I think it'll be great again on Thursday and have a chance to bring home that conference title.
So you have to focus away from the matter at hand. Tomorrow night you got to go to a seating meeting and kind of rally for the Hornets to see how high you can get, right?
Yeah, you know, I think we're, you know, I think the top, it's going to be a little bit of jockeying between 1 and 2, Cuba and Aquinas. I think Dodgeville and us are going to be 3-4. Then there's a lot in the mix there. That people beat this person, you know, Viroqua beat Lancaster. Lancaster beat Mauston. Mauston beat, you know, I was looking through all that today trying to get a head start on that. And just hear what the coaches have to say. So that 5 through 10 is going to be up for grabs. And then, of course, you know, 3-4, you want to do that. But, you know, we've got a stacked half sectionals we've talked about. You know, there's 8 half sectionals, and 4 of the top 9 teams right now currently are in our half sectional.
Yeah.
So there's going to be, looking at us in Dodgeville, we're going to be going on the road for regional final where most years we're probably hosting a regional final. So, you know, you never know how it plays out, but I think those top two are solidified. It's just which one's going to be which. Cuba's been number one all year. Now Aquinas has kind of jumped up ahead. Aquinas has played some tremendous competition. So it'll come down to the coaches and what they value on that. And, again, I think we'll be 3 or 4 right there, and we'll see what happens.
Sounds good, Jamie. Thanks for coming up.
Yeah, I was hoping we would plan on getting some seniors tonight, but totally spaced on the poster night, and they're enjoying that moment. So
they're signing autographs.
There. Yeah, so hopefully we can, even do it by proxy later, give them some time, or down the tournament trail here. Even we'll see if we can get them up here. But I appreciate you covering us and the thought of getting the seniors up here. They played great. They just focused and led tonight. But again, I'm so proud of this team, the adversity we've had to face here the last few weeks, and then the last week in general, and just. They just stepped up, so I'm just can't be more proud.
Sounds good. We'll let you get back to it. Thanks,
Jamie. Thanks, Phil.
Did they ask for your autograph or not?
No.
Not too much. Okay.
Maybe my daughter. I saw her in line. We'll see.
All right. Sounds good. Hornets win in 3 tonight over Lancaster. We'll be back with the final portion of the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Kluppi Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kluppi Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kluppi Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
The Hornets win in three sets tonight. It was a score of 25-10 in the opener, 25-22 in the second, and 25-17 in the third. And now the Phil Neath flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile nationwide. Ithaca sweeps Lafarge 3-0. And I was on the math team, so I've got it figured they've got at least a share of the Ridge and Valley Conference title with the win this evening. And let's see here. What else? We're going to check some other scores for you as we pull them up here tonight. It was Wazika Steuben leading Weston 2-1 at last word. Also, soccer final tonight. River Valley gets the win, 2-1 over Richland Center. Dodgeville picked up the win over River Valley in volleyball, 3-1 the final. Cassville and Highland playing tonight. Highland getting a sweep. Also, Platteville swept Prairie du Chien in the Southwest Conference. It was a win earlier tonight by sweep for Cuba City over Boscobel, 3-0. And I believe we are up to date. Some of the latest scores that we have. Y-Connect Mobile nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. The Hornets back here on Thursday night. We'll take on Prairie du Chien trying to win the conference title outright. Also, the Ithaca Bulldogs at home against Wazika Steuben trying to win a conference title, and that'll be coming up on Thursday evening from the Ridge and Valley. So a lot of local teams doing well this sports season, and then it's the ninth week of the high school football season coming up on Friday night. We'll be here at Richland Center High School as the Hornets take on Broadhead Judah. Mr. Fabulous doing a good job back at home for the WRCO producing of the game tonight. We appreciate Tim Thede and you for listening as well. The Hornets win in three in varsity action. It was Lancaster winning the JV one match 2-1 and Richland Center winning the JV two match 3-0. You've been listening to coverage of high school volleyball here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.